The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Nida Daf Hey, going back from the sugis of chazokas, and that which was discussed in the context of the more kloliistic halachas of tumah v'taira, let's go back to isha, nida, isa l'baylo a little bit, what's negea as an outgrowth of these discussions. It's a very interesting discussion, a shach v'taira between the Neid B'Yehuda is in Tinyonu, Yerideh Simu Kuv Chof, with the one who's sending him the shayl. The shayl posed an interesting question. The halach is that we have over here, Safek Tum B'Shus HaRabim is Torah, Safek Tum B'Shus HaYochid is Tomei. Why don't we say by every Nidah that if there's a Safek Tumah, be Metayr? Now, one could say that every Nidah is a Safek Tum B'Shus HaYochid. The question of the Ri'iyah's Dam, the Kilu, the Negir, is not a person touching a sheretz in a public street in Rishus HaRabim. It's a question of her body and a Ri'iyah's Dam that flows b'mokim seisa b'gufa, that's Rishus HaYochid. And the Chor Rishus HaYochid Godel Mizel. The Chor should always be Metame Rishus HaYochid. Frek the Shoyel, we have a klal that's mevur by us in the sugis and Davdalam and Davhei that part of the halachal moishim sinai of Savik Tumo, Bishus HaYochid and Bishus HaRabim is that a ein boi das l'shoyel, where the Sofik is a Sofik, the ein boi das l'shoyel, where it's not possible to ask. So the halacha is that even Bishus HaYochid sveikoi tohor. If that's true, what happens, let's say we'd have a woman who's a shoyta, a ketana, a woman who's not in badas l'shoyel. L'choyra, the halacha should have to be that sveiko on any shayla, whether she's a surah l'bayla, is a major problem. On a woman who's a shayta, how do we know if she's a surah l'bayla? Is she nema? She was very damn. She's not. She can make a digger. She can't make a digger. What do you mean? What's the problem? Every sofik will be considered a sofik that in badas l'shoyel. If the klolim of tumah, the halacha will be that sveiko tor. That's the question of the shoyel. Says back the Neid B'Yehuda, Neid B'Yehuda says, what? A sofik, whether an isha is asura labailo, is a sofik tumah in the context of the halacha moshe mesinah of what to do with the sofik tumah. He says, what would be if you shecht an animal and there's a sofik on the shechita? There's a question whether the knife had a nick. There's a question whether the animal is an avelo, or the animal is shechuta. Over there also, there's an isser of eating the meat. And then there's also an isser, not an isser, but there's also a din tuma, an avela is metame. So what are you going to say? That if you shechted an animal in a public square, the mokum hashchita was in a public square, it's a sofik tuma b'shus HaRabim, the din is sveik etor. And only if it's b'shus HaYochid, then you metame. If you have a sofik, whether the knife was kosher or not, whether the shechita was performed kedin, the halach is you have a sofik and you go l'chumr. There's no din of sveikoi going with the gedorim of sofik tahara. L'chor, the vort, what he's saying is that the din of the nevela, which is yerideyadik, which is issa v'heter, l'gabi yisuri achil, has absolutely nothing to do. The tumah v'taira, the same is true l'gabi the isha. That the isha, the din of asura l'baila, has nothing to do with the tumah v'taira. And here we go back to a discussion that we had in Daf Beis. How do we look at the sofi of the din of an isha being asura l'baila? Is that an outgrowth of tumah v'taira? Is that one din together with the tumah v'taira aspect of touching tairas, kachim, truma, that we've been discussing the last few dafim? Or the din of an isser is a din erva, that a woman who's a nida is arayis labayla. And we went back and forth with this on Daf Beis, and we were magdir, that the pshat is, that of course the isser bi'ilo, the isser of the woman labayla, is not that she becomes an erva. She herself becomes a tmeo, the existential din that's chal when she's roya dan is dam is tumah v'taira. An outgrowth of the tumah is that the Torah created on a woman who's tomei that the bia that the husband would do with her, the tashmish, is a tashmish of arayis. But not that the woman herself is an erev, and we discussed what the ramifications of that would be, that maybe there would be a difference in the gabi kirva, yichud, and that's why we need separate zayas akosus. Imkain. then what the Neid Yehuda says is not so simple as we would have it seem. By Nevela, it's not going to be different halachas. There's a din of Yerudin, there's a din of Yisur Kehila, there's a din of Tuma. Who says the Nevela of Tuma V'Tayra has anything to do with the Nevela of Hilchas Macholas Asuras? Masha'enken over here, the Bio Asura Muteres, the din Asura B'Tashmush, the Bailo or not, is an outgrowth of the Tuma. So that's something that has to be examined. The Neid Yehuda felt that it's two different halachas and one has nothing to do with the other. Lemaisa, what the Neid Yehuda says is not really subject to debate because it's Mufurish and Taisus and Bava Kamad Af Yud Aleph. Over there, there's a whole discussion, Legabe, not Legabe Anita, Legabe Yeladis, which basically the same idea. Yeladis is Tmeo. She's also Asura Le Bailo, the Psukum beginning of Tazria. She has a din of Tumas Nido. And over there, Legabe Shil Yoyotis has a question whether it was a Leido or not, whether it was just Leichus that came out of her, an embryonic fluid, without a Vlad or with a Vlad, is a question whether she had a Leido which would be Mitamher. And over there, Legabe Nisveikos, what happened to Sovik Tum, Bishus Haram, Bishus Hayochid, Toysu says that the Gedorim of the Isser, the Ishol Yeledis, Legabe Baila, has nothing to do with Sovik Tum. Clear, Toysu. The Shmaitzer points this out, Shmaitzer Aleph, Perek Yud Beis, in his discussion back and forth with Maram Shif, but that's Negev Psham, the Tez Bava Kam Yud Aleph, Mufurish like the Neid Behuda. So the question is again, what do we say, Legabe our point, that the Isser Erva, the Tashmish, the Dinim of Arayis Lebailo, Le Tashmish, is an outgrowth of the Tum, it's not a separate Din. So what we have to say is, that even though the Isser Lebailo is an outgrowth of the state that she's Tome, that she's Tmeo, and because of that, that Tuma on her creates a state of Arayis in the Bia that she'll live together with her husband. We have to say that Lamaisa is two different areas halacha. At the end of the day, right now, the din that she's also to her husband, that a tashmish with her husband is a bias arayas, is a din of Isuria Bia. It's not a din of Tuma V'Tayra. It's an outgrowth of the state of Tuma, like we said. It's because an Isha is Tumeya that it's chal on her the din that tashmish and bailo is a bias arayas. So well, we have to add one point. We have to qualify this whole discussion of Tuma V'Tayra. We find that the din of Rishus Hayachid, Rishus Harabim, that we're kaveh sofik kavadai, we're kaveh that somebody's a vadai tomei, or a vadai tohor, because of the din of sofik tum b'shul sarabim. The emes is that klapi shemayin l'chor, there's still a shayla. And still the halach is that l'moshel l'nozir b'shul sarabim, the sofik of his tohor, the halach is that he brings his kabonis. He's considered a vadai gomor. We find also l'moshel that chazokos, there could be a din that's tied to disaster. We have two people that went down a path, and one of them certainly became Tomei. The halach is each one has a cheskes taira, where it doesn't contradict with the dinim of sofik tum b'shus hayochid. The halach is that will be mitair. I klapi shemai, we have a sofik. What we see is a clown, these type of dinim, is that the din of the chazok, the din of the sofik tumma, creates a reality, a halachic reality, which might not necessarily fit with the metzias in front of us. The Metzius might be that one of the two of them became Tomei. The halach is that both of them halachically are considered Tohor. They could then, the two Nazirim, they'll finish their term of Nazirus. They'll bring Korbanos, they could drink wine. What do you mean? One of them didn't finish their term of Nazirus. No, each one has a din that is Tohor. In reality, one of them certainly touched the Sheretz, so one of them stepped over the maze. The halach is that the Dine HaTorah or Kever, the Tum of the Torah, is a reality of Torah. If it's a reality of Torah, so then that reality can change biyachas to the dinei Torah. So Mela, it's possible, the way to look at the dichotomy, that on the one hand, legabe the dinim of Tuma V'Tayra, the state of the issue would be determined begidrei Tuma V'Tayra of Rishus Hayochid Rishus Harabim. But still the mitzius of that, legabe a different area in halacha, legabe Bio Asura, Legabi Isur Isha Labailo would be kevei itself with different guidelines. The fact that the Din Torah, Legabi Tuma V'Tayra, Legabi solely pure Tuma V'Tayra would be determined in one way would not preclude us from treating the halacha with different guidelines to to what's neged the gedorim of anisa isha lebailo. Even though one is an outgrowth of the other, it's harder than nevela because nevela is mamish tudinim. There's a state of nevela, the animal is not shchuta, there's a din of tumah v'tayra, there's a din of makal zesus. Who said one has to do with the other? But over here we understand, we explained in that base, that the isu isha labailo is an outgrowth of the fact that tumah was chal on her. So we could say tumah wasn't chal on her. If it would be Mishu Sarab, Mitzad Sofik, we'd be able to be Mitar, Legabi her touching Kodshim, or Legabi touching Trumas, and still Legabi her personal status. Legabi Lebailo over there, we would have to go Lechumra, based on Sofik. So we would have to be able to split two areas in Halacha, even though the Hakrois would seem to be Soysu each other. In this context, we'll point out an interesting Amachlois Psintes and Shuas Daf Yutes. And a Mishnah Lamelech. Tosfos Shuas Daf Yutes says that if you have, even though the halach is the Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim is Tohor, what happens, let's say you have a person who walks, he walks on two paths, two separate paths B'Shus HaRabim. One of them certainly has Tumah. The question is which one? When he went on the first one, there was a Sofik, Sveik HaTor. When he went on the second one, there was a Sofik, Sveik HaTor. See, even though there's a Maman of Shoch that, or Taisa says, when there's a Maman of Shoch, that he certainly became Tommy, even though each Sofik Kishal Atzmoy would be Sveik HaTor, the Halach is his Tommy. And the Halach is his Vaday Tommy, because we know for sure he stepped over Tumah. That, as I stated in Taisa Shuas Daf Yutes, the Mishnah Melech, in Ovis HaTumah's Perek Yutes, Halach HaBeis, the Gabidis Halach says no. He says the Halach is Kaveh, that the status of Tumah V'Tayra is totally in the Halachas of the Sveikos. If the halach is when he walked down the first path that the sofik of that tumah is tohor, that is a reality. That's a halachic reality. Tumah v'tayra is not a physical reality. It's a halachic reality. The halachic reality is that when he went down the first path, he was tohor. When he went down the second path, there's a sofik. The halachic reality is that he's tohor. Him came, even though he went down both paths and he certainly stepped over the mace in one, the halach is he's tohor. The Mishnah Melech compares this to Bittul Beroiv. Well, what would be, let's say, a person had a piece of treif of meat that got mixed into a pile of kosher pieces of meat, is Bittul Beroiv. The Raisi only needs 60, only when it's cooked together, and there each one is, the treif of meat is nice and tam to the others. Or let's say if it's min b'mini, also you don't need 60, because you don't taste treif of meat, kosher meat, you don't taste the treif for taste. The halacha is that bittul beroiv is enough to be mevatel the meat. The question is, what happens, let's say a person has one piece of treif of meat mixed into two pieces of kosher meat, so now it's mutter. Can he eat all three? The major machlokes for sharing the sugya bittul beroiv and chulin, daf tzadik ches, thereafter. There's one opinion that midday raisa is not allowed to eat all three pieces of meat together, because he's certainly eating treif of meat. Maybe each one kishel atzmoy at each point, at each juncture that he eats each piece of meat, maybe it would be mutter. Lemaisa, the Mishnah Lamelech, some Rishonim hold that's mutter gomer. If the Torah was mevatel beroiv, so then that becomes the reality. The Mishnah Lamelech brings this shita, and he says, Machlex the Rash, but Tosis the Rosh, and the Mishnah Lamelech says that the same way in Bittul Beroiv, the din of Bittul Beroiv creates the reality, so too, in Tumah V'Tayra, that's the same. The Metzias is also that the reality is created al pi the Dinei HaTorah. There's a Hachro, there's a Chazok on each. There's a Din of Sofik Tumah to go to Kula on each side. The Halachas will go to Kula. Lamaisa, Tosfos over there in Chulin holds that by Bittul Beroiv would be also to eat all the pieces of meat. So Mestama Tosfos in Shuas Daf Yutes is Lishitosoi, that we don't say that when there's a reality that flies, when there's a tarti disaster, and it has to be that he ate one piece of treif meat, it has to be he walked down a path where there was tumah, we don't say that that the din would be able to overrule the metzias. We don't say that there would be tohor because each one kishal atzmai. We look at the whole picture. Yeah, the whole picture. Yeah, they certainly ate a piece of treif meat. It would be also the problem is that the Prima Godim learns up in Tosfos that din of eating meat is also only Dirabbanan. If it's only Dirabbanan, Tosfos Lamaisa says over here by what we just discussed, like I've been walking down two Shvilim, that there would be Midday Raisi, he'd bring a carbon. So you can't just say Tosfos L'Shitas and get away with that. The Tosfos obviously feels like I've been Roiv according to the Prima Gavim at least, that the Roiv Be'etzim in their eyes would be Mevatel, but since Lamaisa, it flies in the face of reality, so Chazal said you're not allowed to eat it. Masha'enke Be'chazoka, over there it would say that Midoraisa, the halacha would be the Yitomeh. And there's questions, what would be the Mechalik between the two of them? It could be that the chilik is a chilik between Roiv and Chazak. We discussed this in the previous share. Roiv tells us, create a reality, look at the reality as such and such. The law of statistics says that if you're two, one, each one you can look at statistically as being the kosher meat. You can eat all three together because each one has a din. I'll be a real kaveya that it's kosher. Ah, you know the reality is not that way? No. But the din is that's tame, that it's that's mutter. Masha'enkin legabi tumma, it could be that a chazaka, the din of safek tumma, shusram, is not a reality. It's a din what to do by makom safek. So what happens if you know the reality is not that way? So it could be that the halacha is that you'd be mechuyif to be machmei adarav. That if it's only a way to be noyig by makom safek, it's only an hoga. The makom sveiko is where you know that the reality is not that way. Over there, you would have to be machmir, not only would you have to be machmir, would be considered vaday tumah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.